morning. What's happening, Marion? I'm Pastor Craig, and it's good to be here. And boy, if you're listening right now, you will want to be tuned in next hour for the Exchange Club. Wow, talk about... Somebody set a wildfire. Somebody set this studio on fire during the break. Talk about a heated discussion. It was very interesting. So you have a chance to just kind of relax for a while and just stay with us, because a lot of things are going on. Hey, thanks for being here. This is the show where I give you as much information as I could possibly find as far as what's happening in and around Marion for the next 7 days. Things that you can be involved in, you can participate in, you can let family members know if it's of an interest to them, let your friends know. Basically, we search the internet and we try to come up with everything that's going on in Marion. So grab a pencil and paper and something cool to drink. This is still mid-August. We still have some hot days ahead of us. So, and I'll tell you what, if you're wanting to do something this weekend, there is so much going on in the city of Marion this weekend. You won't be at a loss to find something to do. So let's get started. Today is Friday, August 11th, and today at the Kingston Residence of Marion, it's the 2023 Walk to End Alzheimer's fundraiser going on from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. today. So it's already started, but you can stop in anytime. They're having a bake sale and a silent auction as a fundraiser for their Walk to End Alzheimer's. So that's at the Kingston Residence of Marion. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Shining Light Baptist Church is having their weekly free community meal. This is open to anyone. Come in, sit down, have a meal at 6 o'clock, or you can get it to go. If you're not able to stay, or if you know somebody who's a shut-in, or somebody who's, you know, going through a tough time in their life, you can get a meal to go. So that's tonight at 6 o'clock, the free community meal at Shining Light Baptist Church. You have to excuse me, too. My voice sounds a little coarse, or if I sound a little nasally, I think I got one of those summertime colds. It had me sleeping late this morning. I almost didn't make it here to the studio. Anyway, also today, Friday, August 11th, at the Marion Parks Tall Grass Trail is their night hike. And this is from 9:30 till 11 p.m. Meet at the Tall Grass Trail trailhead, which is, if you're not familiar, at 2093 Holland Road. Basically, it's right there at Holland Road and Marion Williamsport Road and the big windmills for Whirlpool Plant. Yeah, that's the Marion Tall Grass Trailhead Park. And so meet tonight for get a little science in the dark. See what time the night critters come out and what all nighttime critters do come out. So that's at Marion Tall Grass Trailhead. And bring a flashlight that shines red light, or, you know, you put the little colored thing on the end of the flashlight so that it's got red light, or a headlamp that produces red light. All right. Today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, August 11 and 12, is the Caledonia Festival on the Square in Caledonia, Ohio. And it is today from 3 until 10. The opening ceremonies tonight are at 5:45. Mayor Morrison, she'll be doing the opening ceremonies. And then at 6 o'clock is the musical group Left of Center that's going to be performing there. And you have such things as the Touch a Truck. They've got vendors. They have inflatables. There is axe throwing. They've got food trucks. There's pony rides. There's games. There's a 50-50 drawing. So there's a lot going on at the Caledonia Festival on the Square tonight from 3 to 10. And then tomorrow, Saturday, it is from noon to 10. They've got at noon karaoke, and they got cornhole tournaments beginning at noon. At 3:30 is the Dance Factory. At 4:30 is the 50-50 winners are going to be announced. And then closing it up tomorrow at 7 o'clock is the live entertainment with the Alan Carl Band. So that's tomorrow, noon until 10. So a lot going on in Caledonia at the Festival on the Square. So that's a good time there. You can always check that out. Now, if you're going to Caledonia tomorrow, get there a little bit early. The festival again starts at noon, but if you get there a little bit early from 10 until 1, is they have the Caledonia Farmers Market. And that's on the public square in Caledonia. And so that's from 10 till 1. All right, Saturday, that's the 12th. That's tomorrow, Saturday, is the Farmers Market in LaRue. And the Farmers Market in LaRue is at 350 North High Street. And it is from 9 until 2. So that's in LaRue tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Saturday, August 12th, also tomorrow, it at the Marion Public Library, they have their summer signing, which is geared towards kids' sign language, American Sign Language, from 10:30 until 12. It's being hosted by, the Marion Public Library. It's being put on by Keith Falzone. Keith Falzone has 30 years teaching American Sign Language to all ages. So this is specifically the session tomorrow is session for 6 to 12 year olds. And it doesn't matter whether your 6 to 12 year old is just beginning to learn sign language or is an intermediate person, he's maybe somewhat fluent in it, or if you're an advanced, it's for everybody. So that's sign language, American Sign Language, for youth 6 to 12 years old at the Marion Public Library, 10:30 till noon. Also, tomorrow, August 12th, Saturday, is the Marion Praise Fest. And I had last week on the show here, Bob Goyer, giving you a little bit of information. Not everybody may have heard that. Marion Praise Fest is from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. There'll be live music there. I think they have scheduled altogether four different bands, praise groups, that'll be performing live. There will be a dozen or more vendor tents set up with local outreach ministries, local organizations that perform outreach ministry in the Marion area. And this is an opportunity for all of them to come together and invite you as the public in to see what is going on in our community, because you may be able to take advantage of one or more of these outreach ministries, or again, you may have a family member or you may know of somebody who could avail themselves to these ministries. So they'll be set up. There's going to be prayer time. There's going to be a food truck there. They're going to have a kids area. So come on down, and it's at Founders Park. So that's the Marian Praise Fest. And while that is also going on downtown, tomorrow is the second Saturday in Marian, where the downtown vendors have, you know, got all their places opened up, and there are places where, you know, you can eat and drink outside. So if you're coming down for second Saturday, take in the Praise Fest. If you're coming down for the Praise Fest, take advantage of the second Saturday activities. So really, you can, you know, spend a lot of time tomorrow just downtown, and there's a bunch to do. This one is, I didn't even know about this until I found out about it, and it kind of intrigued me. At the Marian Palace Theater tomorrow, there is from 10 until 5 a train show. Little, you know, model trains. Train show. It's from 10 until 5, and admission is only $5. It gets you in just the train show. But if you pay the $25 full admission price, which gets you in the train show, it also gets you in the Summer Rail 2023, which is a slideshow. Now, this is kind of interesting. The slideshow is from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. But actually, it's in two segments. So it goes from 1 to 4:30, and then there's a break to 4:30 to 7, and then the slideshow starts again from 7 to 10. So really, the slideshow is 1 to 4:30, and then 7 to 10. So you have time in there that you can go get something to eat. You can go to the train show. And what this slideshow is about, it's in segments or sessions, and there are, I think there's about 6 or 8, so they're like 15-20 minute segments, where the slideshows are set to music or to narration. And the narrating part is really kind of interesting, because there are different eras that are covered. Like, for instance, you may see a slideshow on certain kinds of trains from the 50s, or it's in different places. Like, you may see a slideshow that's about the rail system in Canada. So that's really kind of a neat thing. So that's the Summer Rail 2023, and it runs from 10 in the morning until 10 at night. And again, you can sample the slideshows, or you can take in the train show. So that's at the Marian Palace Theater. All right, so you may have seen the banners that are up for tomorrow. August 12th, Saturday, is the Cruise In for Cleveland Memorial Car Show. That is running from 12 to 6. And the proceeds benefit Safety City. Safety City is 123 East Mark Street, and that's where the proceeds benefit Safety City. This is downtown car show, and they've got goodie bags for the kids. There's a 50-50 drawing. See, so we got a lot of 50-50 drawings going on this weekend. If you're into that kind of thing, you got a couple different places where you can get in 50-50 drawings. They've got a raffle going on. They have various items to raffle. And again, this is downtown. So you can take in the car show. You can take in the Praise Fest. You can be involved in Second Saturday. Or if you don't want to be doing all these things, you can just pick and choose. So, like I said, there's a lot going on this weekend. Also, Saturday, tomorrow, Tunes at Terradice. And Terradice Nature Center, which is at, it's one of the parks, it's at 1536 Whetstone River Road North in Caledonia. Hey, they got the Caledonia Festival going on this weekend. So if you aren't in Marian, if you're closer to Caledonia, you can be taking in all kinds of things this weekend. They got the Farmers Market. They've got the Festival on the Square, and they've got Tunes at Terradice. This is at 5 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday. It's free of charge, and they're going to have jazz trombonists there playing, and the name of the group is Bones of Terradice. I don't know. Maybe they could travel around to a lot of different places, and that would be interesting thing. Bones of Terradice, what does that mean? Obviously, we here in the Marion area know all about that. But anyway, so these are jazz trombonists, and they're at 5 o'clock. They're playing 5 o'clock, and it's a free concert at the Terradice Nature Center. Now, this would be a good time, if you've never checked out the Terradice Nature Center, to find out what that's all about. And again, that's at 1536 Whetstone River Road North in Caledonia. All right. Still tomorrow, still Saturday, August 12th, a community celebration and benefit for the Salt Rock Township Fire Department. And it's from 5 to 10, and it's at the Salt Rock Township Fire Department in Morrill. And I think I'm saying that right. I'm not from around here, but I think it's Morrill. And they've got a lot going on. They have karaoke, DJ. They're doing a cakewalk. They've got a silent auction. They have food trucks there. They're giving away free ice cream cones. And, of course, the proceeds are to benefit the Salt Rock Township Fire Department. So that is also going on Saturday from 5 to 10. All right. And if that isn't enough for you to do, let's talk about Sunday. Sunday the 13th, 7 o'clock, the summer concerts in McKinley Park continue. And this time we will have the Marion Concert Band there. So that's Sunday at 7, McKinley Park, Marion Concert Band. And again, that's free. So many of these things are free. Now, granted, they have, you know, food trucks, and so you can spend money there. They've got drawings and raffles and silent auctions, so there's an opportunity to spend money. But so many of these things going on, you don't have to spend money to get into the event. They're free admission. So that's really the other kind of neat thing about this, is there you can do a lot and see a lot without spending a lot. So just, you know, take water with you, pack a sandwich if you don't want to pull out your wallet, but you can still have fun. Okay, Monday, August 14th. Marion Public Library, and they're continuing this. They've been doing it most of the summer. From 10 to 10:30 Monday morning is the Lap Sit Baby Time. It's in their story time room. It's for 0, which is newborns, to 24 months, and they've got songs and, you know, bounce rhythms and books and finger play, just kind of stuff. Neat stuff to do with your infant, and get out of the house, and, you know, moms and infants can get in with a group of people and kind of have a fun time together. So that's on Monday, 10 to 10:30 at the Marion Public Library. All right. At the Marion Public Library, Wednesday, August 12th. Is the Marion Public Library Tie-Dye Family Fun Night from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the program room. And they say just bring your white natural fiber items and have some fun tie-dyeing. They're going to have multiple colors available, and they're going to show you why natural fibers are easier and more fun to tie-dye than some of the synthetic materials. And as a, you know, a side thought here, hey, we're starting a new school year very soon for most kids, and here's an opportunity for your family to go in and have a little fun with tie-dyeing and make a couple new wardrobe items for the coming school year. And I, as a side note, this, it kind of amazes me that this is one thing. I mean, this was a fad when I was growing up, the hippie days, tie-dyed shirts, and it kind of disappeared for a little while, but not long, and then it came back, and it's still raging on today. So go to the tie-dye family fun night at the library, 5:30 to 6:30. Also on Wednesday night is the hike with the intern naturalist, and they're going to do a hike and plant identification at Marion Park Tallgrass Trail, and that is from 5 to 6:30, and you will walk along the trail and learn about native and non-native species. And so that's Wednesday at the Tallgrass Trail. Again, it's free of charge. And do a little get out and see nature. All right. Also Wednesday. See, you got all kinds of stuff happening on Wednesday. Wednesday, August 16th, at the Kingston Summer Concert Series continues at the Kingston Residence of Marion. And it's from 6:30 to 7:30. And Johnny Steiner will be presenting the concert. And the concert is free. There will be refreshments provided. And it is outdoor. The only thing you have to bring is yourself and bring your chair. So that's the Kingston Residence of Marion at the Kingston Summer Concert Series with Johnny Steiner. 6:30 to 7:30. So Wednesday, you can go walk in nature, or you can sit and listen to some music, or you can tie-dye your wardrobe. So all kinds of things going on Wednesday. Thursday, at the Marion Public Library, it's story time from 10 to 10:30, and then again 11 to 11:30. In the program room of the Marion Public Library, and there will be songs, rhymes, and activities for preschoolers. And again, they've been doing that all summer on Thursdays, and I think it's going to continue for a couple more weeks. So that's story time. Excuse me. All right. Also Thursday, also at the Marion Public Library, Teen Scene from 3:15 to 5. See, school's back in session now. And so they have Teen Scene from 3:15 to 5. And your teens can get homework help. There are crafts and activities going on. And then there are going to be activities and discussion about various topics. And some of the topics they're going to cover over the next few weeks are literature and pulp culture and podcasting. So that's Teen Scene from 3:15 to 5, basically after school, at the Marion Public Library. Still on Thursday, every Thursday is Downtown Farmers Market from 4 to 7 and at the corner of Church and Main. And I believe, I'm pretty sure that this is the third Thursday, so they have the third Thursday activities going on down there. Kind of like the first Friday and the second Saturday and the third Thursday, where they have the businesses are opened up downtown, they stay open extra hours, or they have outdoor dining or outdoor drinking. So that would be Thursday, and you can take in the farmers market when you're there. All right. There is that. That's the main things going on. We still got a couple more things here. The Cardinal Project, where you can go around and see the cardinal statues and take advantage of that. And we've got the Marion's Amazing Treasures scavenger hunt, which I'll be talking about that in a minute. But I want to let you know about something else that's coming up in the future. But if you're interested in it, you need to get your tickets now. So they have at the Marion County Historical Society is sponsoring, and this is every year, the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States of America. And this next time that they're doing that is Saturday, November the 4th. And the event is from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. And the location is All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, which is new for them. It previously, I believe, was at Tri Rivers, and this year they're moving to All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, which is there on Waldo Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. Basically, the evening begins with a gala reception and the arrival of the president, followed by a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. And this year, speaking presidents who are going to be speaking are James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. Now, non-speaking presidents that are going to be at the dinner are Washington, Madison, Van Buren, Grant, Harrison, and Harding, Truman, and then we're going to have First Lady Mrs. Helen Louise Taft and First Lady Mary Mamie Eisenhower. So there's a whole lineup of presidents that are going to be there this year. Master of Ceremonies is Colonel Edmund Starling, who was a White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. And a special guest speaker is none other than Mrs. Mary Ellen Withrow, Marion's very own Mary Ellen Withrow, who was the 40th Treasurer of the United States. So this is going to be an evening where you're going to have a chance to meet with and dine and talk to these presidents, and you're going to get a much better understanding of what was going on in the country during their presidency, things that they did in their presidency. So it's really a good time. And the cost is actually very affordable. It's only $35 for general seating. The VIP seating is sold out. So $35 for general seating, and then $20 for general seating for a child 5 to 12. So for $35, you get a fantastic dinner, and then you get to spend the evening with the presidents. So I've been aware of this for the past 3 years, and this will be my first year to attend, but I'm going. I'm really looking forward to this event. I think it's going to be a good time. So how do you get seating? Well, reservations must be made by October 18th, and I would suggest you don't wait till October 18th, because this event always sells out. Tickets are available at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street, Marion, Ohio, by calling 740-387-4255, or visit online at www.marionhistory.com. That's marionhistory.com. And again, the phone number is 740-387-4255. So if you've never done anything like this, and if you have a little bit of interest in history, why not give it a shot? That's what I'm going to do this year. So I'm looking forward to that. That ought to be a good time. All right. As I mentioned, there's the Cardinal Project. If you haven't gone around and seen all 17 of the Cardinals, I would recommend you do it. It's just kind of a, you can walk it in a short amount of time. I mean, it's all together in, you know, like about eight city blocks downtown. So, you know, you can take a nice leisurely walk. You can go around and visit them. And again, you'll see that some of them are, these cardinals that have been painted are some very specific, you know, designs on a specific theme. And then some are just kind of general. But it's obviously a lot of thought went into them. And they were all painted by local artists. So, you know, there's a Marian tie that was done locally. So, it's an interesting thing. Now, the Marian's Amazing Treasures Scavenger Hunt. You can pick up a playing card at 198 West Center Street. That's the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Instructions are on the card as far as how to get your card validated. It's going to take you around to 23 different places of interest in Marian. Some museums, a couple cardinals, other points of interest. It just really helps you to develop a better understanding of the history of Marian and some of the things that were important to the development of Marian. So that's my plans for this Saturday. I'm going to go to the Huber Machinery Museum this Saturday. I'm going to the Exploratorium on Saturday. And I left my notes out in the car. There's another place I'm scheduled to go to Saturday. But I'm going to try and take it all in. I'm going to take in some of the other sites on the card that you can go and look at. And I'll probably stop in at the Praise Fest, catch them, because I'll be downtown anyway. And so I'll take that in. And I hope I see some of you out taking in the sights of downtown Marian. Now, if you are doing the Amazing Treasures Scavenger Hunt, you can get your cards signed at various places, and then you can submit them by September 11th, and there's going to be a series of drawings, and you can win a prize. So, you've got that incentive. Not only will you become smarter and more knowledgeable, but you might even win a prize. But the main thing is you're going to be getting out and seeing what's going on in Marian. So if any of you are doing or have done, maybe you've completed your card. If any of you are doing the Marian Amazing Treasure Scavenger Hunt, give me a call. 740-383-9944. Tell me what you liked. Tell me what you saw. What was your favorite place? Tell me what you learned. Again, phone lines are open. You can give me a call, and I'd love to hear what you have gone around and seen. If your group, organization, or whatever is putting on an event, you can call me and leave me a message so that I can get your event mentioned here on the Friday before it happens. And who knows, I might mention it a couple Fridays before it happens. I might even interview you, let you come on the show and talk about your event. But you can call me at 419-210-0267. And just leave me a voicemail with all the details about what you have going on. So that's what's going on this weekend in Marian. We got a lot of good things going on, and so there's no excuse for you staying at home and doing nothing. All right, looking ahead to the future, we've got a blues festival coming up this in Marian here, and there are going to be some more free neighborhood meals. And there's several events going on this fall with the Palace Theater and the Marion County Historical Society. In October's having their ham and bean dinner, so a lot of good things coming up that you can make yourself aware of. So get out there and see the sights. I'm actually going to share with you in the coming weeks what's going on at the Marion County Parks. There are five parks here in Marion County, and I grew up in Columbus. And so my experience was with the metro parks in Columbus, and there is a world of difference between the parks in Columbus and the parks here in Marion. The parks in Columbus are big. Like Blendon Woods, if any of you are familiar with it, like Blendon Woods and High Banks Park, and there's a Schrock Park, and I mean these are big, and they have, you know, like multiple parking areas, and you've got multiple shelter houses and multiple picnic tables, and there's all kinds of swing sets, and really, you know, the parks in Columbus are, I would say, geared toward almost like groups of people and activities. Yeah, sure, they have the hiking trails and that, where you can, you know, go hiking with nature, that type of thing. But the emphasis seems to be, you know, that's where people have birthday parties, and that's where they have family reunions, and that sort of thing. So that was what my whole experience was growing up in Columbus with parks. So I move out here into the country, and I decided I'm going to check out these parks here in Marion. And in Marion, the county park district has five parks, and the total land acreage of the five parks is less than one like Blendon Woods or one High Banks Parks, and the focus is entirely different. But it's kind of nice. I'll tell you a little bit about Myers Woods. I don't know how familiar you are with Wilds Woods.
I'm learning this. It wasn't Myers Woods. It was Greenspur. I don't know how familiar you are with Greenspur, but Greenspur is located on 203, just north of Prospect. As a matter of fact, it's just north of Route 4, and it is 7 acres, and it is 7 acres with a pond. And so when you go there in a little gravel parking lot and you walk back into the woods, they've made a gravel trail, and you walk through these woods for not very far, I mean less than 500 yards probably, and then you'll come to a little clearing, and then they've got this pond, and you can walk around the pond and you can see the wildlife at the pond, and there's one picnic table. And then you can go away from the pond on a couple of, quote, trails where they have mowed the grass. So you have a grass trail. But it's really kind of interesting because, and that's all they have at this, that's all they have at this park. So if you have the experience that I have coming from a place like Columbus, you're like, really, is that it? But the whole emphasis on these parks in Marion is the nature aspect of it. So if you're expecting like a whole lot of stuff, you're going to be very disappointed. But if you're expecting to go to a place and just get it back into the nature, just walk around, be away from everybody, and experience nature, relax, whatever, it's a great place to go. Now, I walked back on a couple of the grass trails, but you got to pay attention to the small, almost hidden, no trespassing private property signs, because it's only 7 acres, and probably about two-thirds of it is taken up by this pond. And so you'll be walking along and looking at the butterflies and looking at the plants, and all of a sudden there'll be these no trespassing signs, private property. And if you keep walking, because the cut grass trail continues, you will literally end up in somebody's backyard. You will be in the backyard of a private residence. And there's a couple places that are like that. So just pay attention to the signs. But it's a great place to go to just get away from everything and just be with nature. Like I said, there's one picnic table there. But I was there last week, and I was probably there for a half an hour, and there was nobody else there. And I don't know how long it was until somebody came along or somebody had left, but you'll probably get to be in nature by yourself. So, you know, it's a great place to take in. And probably next week I'll tell you about my experiences, because I spent much more time at Tallgrass Trail. And that's kind of a neat place. I was pretty impressed with it. So anyway, lots of stuff to do this weekend. Get out there and see something, do something. And if you want to leave me information about your organization or your event coming up, 419-210-0267. Just leave me a message on my voicemail. This is Pastor Craig getting out the door for a couple minutes, and I'll be back here next Friday to tell you what's going on the next week. Also, too, a top of the hour break is coming, and we'll be back in 15 minutes. There's going to be four of us, and I guarantee you it's going to be lively, so you don't want to miss that.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion,